to Real Talk Sundays.
Podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
No matter what day it is.
No matter what day it is. For the hoes in the back. I'm your host, Amanda. This is my co-host with the most.
Val
out here. Val, we need to talk about your week. We need to talk about our weeks. We've had productive weeks, and I want to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah. It was so productive in the beginning. We got our engagement photos done. So that was fun. We woke up at like 6 a.m., went out to a park. There was peacocks there. That was unexpected. Turns out it was a historical park.
Ooh.
Yeah, you had to pay to get in and everything. So that was kind of cool. Used to be an old ranch, so good photos you got. Then I went to a pool party, saw Ja Rule. I know everyone's jealous. I mean, I met Little John last time I was in Vegas, and then I saw Ja Rule.
Dude,
I'm pretty much the coolest person.
I'm telling you, luck finds you.
I am pretty much the coolest 34-year-old that I know.
Facts.
Was so fun, just at Dre's. I have updates. See, this gets me excited when I talk about Vegas. That's where we're gonna have my bachelorette. And I'm gonna go to Dre's, and I'm getting a cabana. Just so everyone knows.
Dre's.
The culture there, it's like everyone was so friendly. Like, you know when we went to the Tao Beach Club?
Mm-hmm.
It was very like everyone's splashing and everyone was kinda like, it was just so vibey. Like everyone just had a great time. So I enjoyed that.
Okay, check.
Yep. And then we just did a lot of things. Then my mom showed up, took her to a Vegas show. It was so fun. Drank a lot of Patron shots. Then we had a private cabana. And then I came back to work, and that just turned everything downhill for me.
That's a real boner killer.
I know. Well, I need to tell myself that I'm going to take a day off when I get back from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I say this every time, but it's real. I have to do it. So
I think that is honestly, an experienced traveler, 24 hours will really help you reset. Depending on how much you travel, right, the jet lag on it, you should always plan for a 1 to 3 day cushion, depending on. But sound advice from a wise old woman.
Travel for work, so it's, you know it. And so
those are the worst when you get in so late and they're like, you don't have to be at the office first thing, but you definitely have to come in. And you're like, fuck my life.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just hard to reset when I was telling Corrado, when you drink for 5 days straight, I'm still trying to recover. I didn't have one hangover. I'm just saying.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Because you stayed drunk the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. It was great, but I'm trying to recover right now as we speak, so.
Gotta take your vitamins,
just drinking water, living my life.
Gotta hydrate.
Very hydrated the whole time.
Did you gamble?
Yeah, I lost a ton of money, and then right before the airport, I won it back. Not all of it, but a little bit.
Broke even.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Thanks for your positivity, but no.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so.
But you play the sluts, though.
The slots, yeah. We played blackjack on Fremont Street, $5 blackjack. And that's the coolest thing is if you're with a group and you can get on one table, and that's what we did. And we played for hours. That was super fun. That was super fun because you're just playing for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I have to talk about this. You're making me remember stuff. What was his name? Fuck, I forgot his name. Anyways, old gentleman who was about 90 years old as the dealer. I'm not exaggerating. 90, little Asian man. He got to sit down. That's how old he was. He doesn't have to stand up. Mm-hmm. And then they would give him a break, and someone would come fill in for him for like 15 minutes. And then he'd come back. They did not rotate him out. It was him. And so he was great, but I think his name was George, to be honest. I'm trying to remember, but we're like, oh, George. I don't think that was his name, but anyways.
Racist ass bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
George is.
No, it's Jorge.
Oh, but he's Asian.
Goddamn.
Anyways, that was a grand old time, but.
Was he lucky? You know, you have those dealers you just get in a groove.
Yeah,
with.
He barely had any blackjacks, off the bat. But then he would have like a low card and all of a sudden he'd hit 21 just with like a bunch of cards. Yeah. So that was hard, but
ooh, this made me want to gamble.
I know.
Ooh.
It was
ooh, I like to gamble.
I know. It was fun, but I didn't play any roulette because I was going to put some money on 21, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't really.
Dude, I could not go to Vegas right now.
I know. Like, you put so much money down, so.
I not go to Vegas right now. I mean, I could, but I shouldn't.
Oh, I need to talk about how you, I came home and you did an act of service for me because you know my love language. Amanda watched my dogs for a few nights and I came home and she organized my laundry room. If yeah. anybody's seen my laundry room, they know that that is a big deal.
Yeah, I was hanging out with the bitches. And I yeah. was like, because it's a laundry room / dog room. And it stresses is. Me out every time I went in there. And I was like, I need to be productive. And I was like, this stresses her out too. So I know if I do this, she'll be like, oh, thank you. So I just
yes.
did it.
And I, by the way, I need you to fold the sheet that was clean. Because I don't know how the fuck you fold those sheets in that basket. So if I put it on top, I'm meant to tell you. I don't know how to get them that small.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Just so everyone knows, I never learned how to fold a towel Bro, correctly.
Bro, I worry about Vel.
How to so fold a sheet. Much. I've never folded a sheet in my life. And just those little life skills. Thanks, Mom.
Bro, dude. We can talk about this. How you use a fucking... How often do you use a towel, Val? Let's talk about this because
we already did on the podcast.
Oh, okay, so...
Every time.
When I'm washing, I was like, there's this huge pile of towels. And I'm like, are these all one-time use towels?
Yeah, but your friend Kayla, she uses two towels a shower, one for her hair, one for her body. And I said, that's out of control unless you're gonna start washing those towels.
Oh my god, then you just rotate the one from the hair to the body and then the body goes out and the, you know, you
talk to her later when she gets
bro,
home.
Bro, this is so fucking crazy. Anyways, yeah, it was a treatsies to do that for
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm so happy that you would like it because I'm not the most bestest on the organization.
No, but it's so cute. I think it's so perf.
I applied a lot of TikTok influence,
oh,
like
good.
On how the towels.
Yeah,
and, like I rolled the fucking towels and the shit with a little V on them for Valerie. Just kidding. It wasn't that thoughtful in the way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
But yeah, and thank you for letting me stay here. Cause oh yeah, so that's my week.
She's homeless.
So I am homeless. Hi, my name is Amanda, and I'm homeless. Bro, I am. It's crazy because like. So many things have happened in such a short amount of time, and I don't really like open, you know, up about what's going on in my shit, but I yeah, so my house was for sale for a long time because I wanted to sell it. Ultimate goal, buying a tiny home on some land and reaching my pinnacle goal of just being debt free and financially in control. And yeah, and it's been a journey. And so my house sold and I moved everything out, and I've been downsizing for a really long time, and this last week was like the first full week out of my house. It is bouncing from place to place to place. Like I'm staying with my mom. It's like I'm staying with my best friend as my roommate. She's upstairs and I'm downstairs. She's like my bestest roommate. So yeah, it's been a journey, and of course we bounce around from place to place. Like you needed your house watched, and so I did that, and it just yeah, mutually beneficial. But it's very interesting. I'm like the richest homeless person ever. I feel like
I think, but it's like, just a transition because you're not going to yeah. be rich after you buy what you want.
No, you're exactly correct. Like it's pretty much yeah, the money's yeah. spoken for, and it's definitely you know, I get a couple little flexes where I get to pay for some things like. Mm-hmm. This week, I got my fucking hair cut.
Yes, and dyed.
Bitch,
you got it
cut
dyed.
And dyed. Now, don't get me wrong. I will probably wash it tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was so cute. I haven't gotten my hair cut. She's the one who cut my hair like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And so my mom like trimmed my hair. And that was like 8 months ago. So this is the first time I really treated myself to that and good products because now it has color in it. And the last time I put color in my hair, Val, was college, okay?
When it was orange?
When I fucked it up with the box dye, dude. That was the last time I ever touched my hair with color. So I treated myself to that. I'm going to treat myself to a pedicure. massage, you know, just the little things that I budgeted for, mm-hmm. for some, excuse me, for some self-care. Self-care is fucking expensive. You know what it is? No, self-care is an investment. But oh my gosh, it's just, yeah, adds up quickly. So I have to, yeah, everyone, that's the biggest thing when you get your money. They're like, careful, it goes fast.
It does.
Like, shit, you're right. Slow it down. But yeah, so we are, yeah, we're living the big life, baby. I'm shopping for tiny home builders, been interviewing a lot and looking at hundreds and hundreds and fucking hundreds of tiny homes. And so I started this process like so long ago. I started minimizing like two years, I would say. I started really mm-hmm. starting donating more frequently, being conscientious of what we're keeping around the house. But I kicked it into high gear this last 6 months and then the last little bit as we were moving out. And I truly think I'll have to do another purge while yes. we reload into the new house. But a couple of things I learned along the way is, you know, the differences between everything. I won't bore you with the details unless you have questions, but like beds, right? So I'm staying in a lot of like hotels, Airbnbs, friends' houses, parents' houses, right? And everyone's like, oh, you want to invest in a really good bedroom because that's where you spend a lot of your time sleeping. Absolutely, I agree. But in a tiny home, a lot of it's a small loft situation, right? So you're not, it's not a full-blown bedroom space. The real investment is like the mattress, dude. You have got to have your best mattress mm-hmm. in a tiny home. So you invest in the sleep and the quality of it, not necessarily the space, which you do make the space functional and comfortable, but ultimately, oh, that bed, dude. I've been staying in some Airbnbs where I'm like, oh my God, bed. Like, oh, you can't even, you don't even want to get out of it. It's so cozy. So that's another one for me is I'm want to invest in good mattresses in like, you know, 8 months. So yeah, I'm shopping for builders, getting close. I know exactly what I want. It's just finding the builder that's going to do it or something that's already created. Built. That's yeah, something already built that matches my specs that I need. The biggest thing is just three sleeping spaces mm-hmm. for all of us. So, but I'm getting closer. It'll find me for the right price and the right time. And then I'm also looking for a buttload of land. I'm talking to a lot of realtors about
right.
all these spucks of land that I'm finding everywhere. But it's either, if it's not one hurdle, it's the next. Like, yeah, each county's particular about tiny homes. And yeah, so I'm just shopping around. I'll find a good deal there too. I don't know. I'm really lucky. Shit just finds but me.
In my mind, I'm just thinking the longer you wait to choose, the longer you're going to be at your mom's house.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It's a motivator. Okay. I do love my mom.
No, I'm not saying in a bad way. Like, I'm just saying, like, you're going to need your own space because it takes X yes. amount of months to build or get prepared, whatever.
Absolutely. I'm yeah. trying to have something done by November.
Okay.
Like, it's that's my...
It's almost August, ours.
I know. Thank you for the update, Facebook. August, fuck.
So that's not... Okay, okay.
Yeah, August 1st is tomorrow. Oh, wait. We shouldn't date it like
but
this.
It's not tomorrow. You don't even know what day it is because you're homeless. I don't think homeless people know the dates. God, you're right.
Dude, cut that whole shit, dude. Oh, why? You don't know what day it is because you're homeless. Fuck, man. That's true. I feel like I'm an Alanis Morissette song right now. It's like, she's broke, but she's happy. She's rich, but she's homeless. Yeah. What it all comes down to is money actually buys happiness. Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other hand my debit card buying us sushi.
That's so weird cause I was thinking about sushi over here.
Bitch. But no, I don't know what fucking day it is, okay? Shit, no, I don't know what fucking day it is. This is the most money I ever had to my name. But at the end of the day, you have to, yeah, I'm really trying to be very smart with it, very wise with it, set myself up in the future. So, yeah, we can talk investments on a follow-up or when I get closer to my tiny home. Because I've been talking to my sister, too, a lot about where should I put my money. You got to tell your money where to go rather than wonder where it went. So, I'm excited
Love that.
For this next chapter and... Yeah, I don't know. Everything's gonna find where it needs to find, and I'm gonna end up where I need. I envision it in my head, and I'm just putting it out there, and it's gonna happen. But it's been a lot of planning, but a lot of flexibility. So I'm just going with it. I'm staying limber. I do need to start working on my body, and so I'm gonna start doing that in the meantime to keep me focused. And yeah, we'll see how far I get.
Okay.
So that was my week. Like homeless, but you know, I'm like a
homeless and happy.
That's like I'm new. A hot homeless. So not like your typical homeless. I'm like a that's a nice car, but I'm homeless.
Is that your mom's car?
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. God damn it, bitch.
Is this not Real Talk Sunday? Mm. I'm confused. Don't try to front on the people.
That's true. This is for the people by the people. And some people are hopeless. So.
And nice. Some people are happy to be homeless.
Yeah. In a case, you know, a little bit more nomadic. But I'm very excited, dude. Every time I think about it, I just find peace. I'm so excited to get closer and closer to the mark. And it's fun too to hunt. It's like finding the right deal at the right time at the right price. Like it all just aligns.
But what's the update on the land? Where are you looking right now besides sweet Idaho?
Looking everywhere, dude. Okay. I'm giving myself basically a 90-minute circular perimeter, and that's where I've been checking. And I think I'm getting close. I had to talk with a real estate agent today too. She's got to call me back, and I think actually I have a voicemail. We should listen to it. But about if they take tiny homes, but it's in I'll tell you where, but Oregon. But
oh God, close no! Enough.
I know, but on the backside,
I said know, no.
I know. I'm getting closer.
It's
I'm
so bad out there close. Right now. It's so bad. It's so pure drugs.
Fucking close.
But, absolutely not.
Yeah, meeting with another tiny home builder this Thursday. So like. It's stacks on stacks is top of mind. And then, yeah, paying everything off was definitely has been fun.
That's awesome.
I didn't think it would be, but it was super fun. I thought it would be this formal, like, sit down and pay everything all at once kind of vibe. But I've just been going along and I have a list. You have to
make calls and,
And negotiate and paying some off. And it's been really great. And my credit has increased. Like, I've
this
really,
fast, dude, bitch?
Only, like, 20 points, though.
But still, that's pretty quick.
But my credit, bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure with the...
Girl, my credit was so bad. My credit is still so bad. So yeah, I just have to repair.
But your credit doesn't matter right now because you're going to pay cash. It doesn't because
I'm
cash-based
right now, so... I define my success. Fuck you, credit score. You don't owe me. This my pussy. I do what I want. Fuck you, credit scores.
I used to be like driven by a credit score, but I'm so done with it.
Fucking
it does
ass.
Not matter. If I'm not trying to buy a car or a house or what does it do for me? Nothing.
What can you do for me? Absolutely nothing.
And what did our financial advisor Kat say? Cash is king.
Cash is king.
So just saying.
So my pussy got a crown on it. I'll buy it. I'm gonna buy my mama a pop.
Oh, it has a crown now?
I'm gonna buy my mama a pontoon, okay? We can go on that boat.
That's the last thing you need to get your mom.
Can you imagine if I showed up with a fucking pontoon on a trailer, dude? I go to that at auction. Let's go take her out on the water, see what she can do. Fuck, dude. So yeah, that's basically been my life, man. I mean, I truly am. Like, me and the kids are spending so much time together.
Honestly, I was gonna like, say that. I think, you know how people are like, oh, you're gonna, this is a big transition for the kids. They're not gonna have a like home and stuff.
For
but
sure.
Honestly, they seem way happier.
Well, like, there's definitely
just
some days.
Because you're like, doing stuff all day. It's all not day. Like, hey, go play and then we're gonna go. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, let's just watch some TV tonight. Like, you're constantly seeing people somewhere. Doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I just take my little buddies with me now everywhere, which is kind of a mindset shift I really had to get into very quickly because I'm normally the person's like, I can't go. I have my kids. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like, if you want me there, I'm going to bring her. If you want him there, we're going to bring her together. Or if I got to do that errand, they're coming with me. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing really, really great. So, but no, my son likes to remind me that I have no home. When he gets mad, he's like, you have no home. And I'm like, bro.
He's so cool, honestly.
And I go, home is wherever I am, dude. Home's wherever we're at, dude.
together as a fam.
I was like, that's not going to be the case.
Home is where the heart is, okay? Yeah. That's what
he just pretty said. Much, dude. And he's like, what? But you have no home. I'll be like, let's go home. He's like, you have no home.
Oh, my God.
Big lady. I'm just like, all right, bro.
Big lady.
You're throwing daggers. You're throwing daggers. I was telling Danielle, too, when I was getting my hair cut. I was like, this fool's wicked. Gosh, he says some shit. But yeah, it's been really fun. I've spent the most, you know, a lot of quality time with my kids. Mm-hmm. We've been eating some good food, dude. We've been eating some good food. And just really, yeah, quality time as a family. So I'm really digging it. They're so funny. And I don't know. I'm not worried. Everybody seems to have like 1,000 questions. Like, what's you going to do next? Like, when is your time? Like, wait, and I don't know. It just feels right to kind of feel out the wave and not rush the ride. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited with that. And I do feel confident. I'm going to find something.
And you can come clean my house whenever you'd like.
Yeah. So every time I stay at Val's house, I'm going to go to clean something. And then I wait to see how fast it gets back to where it was. But I think this one's going to stick. I think you're really going to do.
You're just going to have to fold the sheets for me when I have clean sheets.
So do you not know how to fold fitted sheets?
I've just never had to fold them.
What do you mean you've never had to fold them?
Because you have like 2 pairs of sheets, you know, for your room, and then you have sheets for the guest room, and it's like that's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. And then you wash a pair of sheets, you put the other one on, you know, and then I just put them somewhere until it's time to put them.
There it is. We were getting there. It took us a minute, but we got there.
Carano, don't fucking judge, bro. So just, I don't like, have time for it.
Roll it in a ball and put it like on the one I found above your closet.
Yeah,
that's how you put away sheets. Okay. Yeah, no, dude, I'll teach y'all.
But you had to remember, though, let's have a little thought here. My house doesn't have a closet, like a linen closet.
Yeah.
So give me some type of, I got to really makeshift some stuff.
Well, I was thinking, too, I was like, this guest room closet, the far right one would be perfect for to store your linens up there. Yeah. But then you have all that stuff on there. It's like your house is like a domino.
Well, because there's not a lot of space for it. You see where
my ADD goes, though, every time, because I was like, I started in the bathroom, then I went to the laundry room, then that's under the sink. I was like, I gotta do this.
That's why it's hard to do things.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I don't know why I feel like the energy and the urge to help like other people's houses. I would never have done that in my own house. Like, that's what blows my mind.
I know.
Why
are you laughing so hard?
Because that's true.
It's so fucking true. I'll make sure before we leave an Airbnb, you know.
Yeah, you're so good at making beds.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fucking so my mom's daughter, dude. Just stripping the bed, making sure everything is.
I never made a bed either until. Stop it. I still don't know how to make a bed, right?
Okay. I'm all. Honestly, slap yo mother.
You know what I'm like? I'm like those rich kids that like grew up and they get like a sweet 16 and they have. But like, I didn't have a housekeeper. It was my mom.
Who's your housekeeper? What you keep in your house?
But you know what I mean? Like, we weren't required to make our beds.
Sheets
like,
up in your closet.
I'm just saying, like, it wasn't.
That blows my fucking mind, dude. Yeah, no.
Should ask my sister when she was on the podcast, do you know how to make a bed?
Oh, Jesus. Should ask her.
I think my brother knows how to make a bed.
I don't want to know the fucking answer. I don't want to know. I don't want to look at you less.
I don't want to do that. But why would you look at me less because of that? Because
you don't know how to make your own bed?
Yeah, but like, why is that a problem?
I think it's a problem because for me, I know you're fully fucking capable of making a fucking bed.
But I don't need to.
So that's where, there it is.
But I'm just saying, why do I need to?
Because, well, studies show that making your bed first thing in the morning shows.
It's like structure and shit. Shows
control in a small space, and it sets your pace for your day, absolutely. And also,
Rhonda's like.
And also, it's really inviting, too, to come back after a long day and have a good, clean bed to crawl into. But it also keeps you on routine, you know?
You're probably right, honestly.
No, but I am, facts. So, what else? All this to say, you're fully capable. You have a GD degree, Beezy. You have a GD degree, Bliatch, and you know for a fact you can make a bed.
I wasn't saying I wouldn't be able to. I'm saying I never had to, and I never, like, even if my mom showed me, I didn't watch, you know? Mm-hmm. I just didn't. I wasn't going to do it. I knew she would do it.
For sure. But no, and I definitely, like, I think Airbnb, it's important to clean up after yourself. Hotel rooms, I'm really big on that, right? Because my mom used to clean houses. And, like, so it's for me, it's, like, just, like, when you leave a restaurant, stack your shit, right?
Right.
Like, consolidate. That. But I also get this tick, especially with Airbnb, when they charge you so fucking much for the cleaning fee, but then to get a good rating as somebody who stayed there, you have to take out the trash, turn, you know, the thermostat down, and fold off the sheets.
Yes,
rip off, you know,
I just did that turn in down the Vancouver.
We do all, like, the dishes.
They're like, hey, make sure you take the trash out. And it had recycle and regular, and it had directions of how to take the trash out. But these were, like, it's Vancouver, and all the houses are, like, older houses. They're all next to each other, and there's little alleyways. And we're like, well, where's the fucking trash can? And you try to message the lady, and it's like, they don't answer. We didn't know where the trash can was. We went all the way around. We didn't want to go in the backyard because that's rude to go into their backyard. So then we came back around. It wasn't just me half-ass looking. Like, we were all looking. Couldn't find the trash cans. So then we had to leave it on right by the door. What else would... No, but seriously, what
bitch,
else...
I hope a dog got it.
No, I'm just saying, we let her know, hey, we couldn't find the trash cans, and here, we took it out. You know, it's outside of the room, but... How would we know if you can't find it? It was weird.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's my thing. I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and you had to strip the sheets. You had to do all of that.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, in a hotel, it's hard too because it's comparable because you do have more freedom, more flexibility. It's a home or a full room, you know, whereas a hotel, yeah, I'll fuck
that.
I'll fucking
shit on
those sheets.
Have you seen
those
videos where they sometimes change the sheets and they don't?
Bro, yeah. I've seen a lot of those black bag tests.
Yes,
dude.
I was seeing that.
Ooh,
and I was like, ooh.
I've stayed in some sketchy ass hotels for sure. I've stayed in some really nice ass hotels too, so.
I think it just depends on the worker. Oh, it's the same thing in
life.
It's the
energy they bring.
Yes, it's like, were they too lazy to finish up that room or not? You know?
Oh,
they're not getting paid a lot.
Putting your other faith, putting your faith in other people.
Or, like, people had sex on that bed and then they didn't change the sheets. Oh, that's rough.
I hope that never happens to anybody.
Oh, I bet it did when you stayed at a Motel 6. I could guarantee that for you.
Well, yeah, especially if, like, see, here's the thing, too, is, like, I have to take pee-pee pads everywhere I go because my kids sometimes will have accidents or whatever, so I always put pee-pee pads
down. Did they have accidents
on
in my guest room?
No, because I put pee-pee pads down.
Oh, okay.
But also, you gotta think, like, other people don't do that, and so there's, like,
that's true.
Like, they're fucking and they squirt on the mattress, dude, and, like, soaks through the mattress. I hope you would bring some sort of plastic sheet or some shit,
or
but,
put a towel down.
Ooh, but sometimes you don't know you're gonna squirt.
I know that towels don't work. Remember my situation when I helped my friend clean her mattress? I'm such a good friend.
You're the best friend.
I cleaned a mattress, scrubbed it.
Good.
Yeah.
You should actually dab a mattress. I'm just kidding.
It didn't matter at this point. You should have seen what we were working with.
Oh, my God.
It was a fucking puddle.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Happens to the best of us. I mean.
I'm just picturing it again. And I was like, she called me up. Hey, you got that mattress cleaner you were telling me about? Yeah, I actually do. Can you bring it over? And I was like, but why? But, like, she didn't tell me. And then I got there and I was like, oh my God, you caught me?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's good, good. Hold on. Oh, that makes me thirsty. Hold on. I'm just kidding.
I think you got to buy a new mattress at that point if that happens.
Honestly, when do you call a spade on a mattress? Like, I threw my kid's mattress away when we moved. I was like, we're getting new ones. We're investing in our sleep. You peed all over these, dude. I've cleaned these so many damn times, dude. My thing is like,
just thinking about it, I'm still traumatized by that.
Dude, potty training is such a see you next Tuesday.
We're not going from squirting to potty training.
I'm so sorry.
That's not where we're going.
You're right. I wish I could squirt. I really do. Dude, I'm serious.
I do not. I would not want to clean that up.
Well, I have a waterproof blanket.
I don't
care. I take it with me everywhere I go.
You don't? I do not care.
I would bring... Ugh. If I knew that I was capable of squirting, that's exactly what I would do. Or I would just go to fucking a Walmart or some shit if I knew I was a loose cannon. Come on. But that shit looks fantastic. Like, I would love to. I feel like I've gotten close one time. That's it. Have you ever gotten close to squirting?
No. I don't wish that upon myself, honestly. Ugh.
But it's supposed to be like, oh. And I have heard that urea is in it.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's gross.
It doesn't make it gross. It's a natural body function. Don't you shame. Don't you shame.
I'm not saying it's...
It's not gross.
You're talking to the person that had to clean it. I'm not saying it's, like, gross. I'm just saying, like, if you did that and you didn't clean it up or you didn't have stuff to, like... Oh, you're
saying and people are sleeping on it in a hotel room?
Like, yeah, I'm trying to explain that there's also pee in it that's gross. Not only just semen or whatever is there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going back and forth now, but in my mind, I'm not offending anybody. Dude, and you know what? It's my opinion if I think it's gross. I hope
one day you fucking squirt, dude.
You know what? And I'll let you know if it happens. Dude,
the moment you get done, you pick up the phone, you call me. That's how I wanted it to play out, dude.
I would always call. You would be the first person I would call if anything like
and I would say,
sexually was weird or either bad, good, or ugly, I'd call you.
I said, take a picture, you full of shit. Like, picture nothing. We'll see, yeah. We'll see how it ends up, but I wish that for you so bad. I wish that for myself first.
I wish that for you because you want it so bad.
So bad.
We'll see. Sending that out into the universe for you.
Thank you.
Talking about universe in our next episode. Yeah,
join us on our next podcast episode where we go into the universe. But no, thank you so much for joining us about just a walk through our week, our lives. This is us.
We went from Vegas and it just went from there.
Yeah, but I'm homeless, so look out for your girl. If you ever want me to stay at your house and clean your laundry room, just give me a call. And yeah, I just comes with me and two kids. They're good, though.
Dude, honestly, I think people are going to hit you up for house sitting and stuff like that.
Dude, and that's how her business started.
Yeah.
All this to say, thank you for joining us on Real Talk Sundays. Your artist and song this week is Solo Cello, I'm Solo. So the band Solo Cello, S-O-L-O, capital C-E-L-O, I'm Solo. Enjoy.
Yeah, I used to take the bus to a train to a place that I hate for the rest of the day. Yeah, everyone said this is how you get paid. So, yeah, I did not complain. But I'd be like them, like, why am I here? And you're not even giving me a reason I should care. As far as I know, you care less than I do. So just give me a reason, a purpose, I'm worth. Yeah, they try to tell me get a job and pick a realistic goal. I would rather die young than live for anybody else. Yeah, I never been the one to put my dreams on a shelf. So ever since I started, I've been by myself. So if I'm solo, secrets only live outside, I'm dolo. It's not a lot of people that I like, I know. Cause I'm a workaholic, but it's fine on the low. I think it's why I get my peace of mind, I'm solo. Secrets only live outside, I'm dolo. It's not a lot of people that I like, I know. Cause I'm a workaholic, but it's fine on the low. I think it's where I get my peace of mind, I. Less of my relationships die, I. Wish that I was sorry, but I'm not. Back in school, they told me not to try, I. Cause what if it would fail? What if it ain't work? But what if all your dreams came true? Would you do it? Yeah, how would life be different if you never quit? Like SMS, I'm really trying to send a message. They want you dead cause you've been doing shit they never did. So get a job and pick a realistic goal. I would rather die young than live for anybody else. Yeah, I ain't never been the one to put my dreams on a shelf. So ever since I started, I've been by myself. I'm solo. Secrets only live outside, I'm dolo. It's not a lot of people that I like, I know. Cause I'm a workaholic, but it's fine on the low. Why I get my peace of mind, I'm solo. Secrets only live outside, I'm dolo. It's not a lot of people that I like, I know. Cause I'm a workaholic, but it's fine on the low. I think it's where I get my peace of mind, I'm damn like, why am I here? And you're not even giving me a reason I should care. And I be like, damn like, why am I here? And you're not even giving me a reason I should care. And I be like, damn like, why am I here? And you're not even giving me a reason I should care. And I be like, damn, like, why am I here? And you're not even giving me a reason I should care. It's why I'm solo. Secrets only live outside, I'm dolo. It's not a lot of people that I like, I.